It is clear to me that nutritional supplements are a useful and medically legitimate way for me to meet my nutritional needs and to support my efforts to be a strong athlete for a long time. Yet the question of which nutritional supplements to buy turns out to be much more complicated than it appears. My conversation today will make that challenge less overwhelming. If you have ever dared to wonder if that nutritional supplement that you've been taking for the last year with little or no effect really contains the real botanical or amino acid or whatever you wanted and expected, then you have already realized that you have no idea and no way to find out. Sure, you can use third-party services like Consumer Lab, but that can't tell you if the bottle in your hand is the same as the one they tested. Or does this supplement not work because I'm taking it with something else that conflicts with it? Some other supplement? Or a pharmaceutical I'm taking? So what is a wise athlete to do? Today on episode number 131, I am interviewing Dr. Jeff Glad, who is a medical doctor with his own clinic and the chief medical officer of FullScript, a nutritional supplement fulfillment service serving over 6 million patients through 100,000 healthcare providers. Jeff knows the ins and the outs of the nutritional supplement business, and he shares his tips for how to find the brands and how to source products that have the best chance of having the purity and the potency you and I both seek. And he also shares his own advice on specific supplements for the older athlete. Oh, and be sure to check the show notes for the link to the Wise Athletes FullScript site, where you can check out product selection and pricing. All right, let's talk to Dr. Jeff Glad. Dr. Jeff Glad, welcome to the Wise Athletes Podcast.
It's great to be here, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for making time for us. Today, we are going to dive rather deeply, I hope, into the nutritional supplement world. And Dr. Glad, you are the exact right person to help us understand how to navigate the risks and hopefully rewards of these health and athletic performance improving products. At least that's what I'm hoping. I wonder if you could maybe, for our audience's sake, give us a brief overview of how did you become an expert in this?
Yeah, so I'll try to be as brief as possible, but also comprehensive. So I, you know, went to medical school with a very conventional, traditional medical focus. You know, medical school, family medicine residency, came out and practiced in a solo practice here in rural Indiana, where I still reside, doing the 40 patients a day, delivering babies, you know, inpatient healthcare, sort of the burnout we hear so much about if you follow any of the news on what's happening in conventional healthcare.
Yeah.
And blessedly had sort of my own awakening, you know, back in 2009, 2010 to change my own health. I was bordering on obesity and prediabetes, was taking medication, self-medicating myself for panic attacks, and focused strictly on nutrition and sort of had this big awakening of I just solved a multitude of health issues for myself through nutrition. I didn't learn any of this in medical school. And that started this desire to you know, transform myself. Now, how do I transform my understanding of healthcare? Studied at the University of Arizona under Dr. Andrew Weil. They have an integrative medicine fellowship. So immediately, you know, studied there. And that's where then, you know, I went from nutrition to nutritional supplements to herbal medicine, understanding, you know, the importance of the evidence behind these things. You know, so often, most, you know, patients that are listening, you know, their doctor says, oh, it's expensive urine. There's no evidence. I mean, it couldn't be further from the truth. There's so much robust evidence with randomized placebo-controlled trials to support the use of supplements, both in supplementing diet, which I'm sure we'll get into, but also as treatment, you know, with higher levels of dosing or herbal medicine. And that was a big aha for me to sort of understand the role that can play in healthcare. I then brought that back to my traditional practice and realized that 80% of patients wanted the prescription, wanted the referral, wanted to get out of the office, and the seven-minute office visit works really well for that. But the 20% of patients that really sort of eyes opened, oh my gosh, he asked me about how I slept last night. Oh my gosh, he wants to kind of guide me in nutrition. That was the 20% of people I wanted to focus on. And so in 2010, left my practice, at that time was a hospital-based primary care practice, to practice exclusively integrative medicine, and just continued that learning journey through conferences, through the supplement brands who do a good job of bringing evidence to practitioners, built some technology that got the attention of the company I work for now, FullScript, and, you know, now have moved fully into that world of evidence-based quality supplement recommendations, you know, where now we have a digital health platform that allows practitioners to make these evidence-based recommendations with the high quality products that we'll talk a lot about, I'm sure, you know, as the podcast goes.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for that. I have to admit here, I did not realize how big FullScript had become. It's like a $600 million business with serving like 70,000 practitioners. I mean, wow, that's making a dent in this marketplace, I think, for the better.
Yeah, so you must have looked at older data. We, you know, 2023 was $900 million. We have up to 6 million patients on the platform and over 100,000 practitioners. And we are a practitioner-only channel, so B2B to C, in terms of arming those practitioners with the evidence and with the breadth of high-quality supplements to provide to their patients or followers or people that they're connected to.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah, I guess I was looking at some old info. Thanks for the update. So today we're going to talk about nutritional supplements, and really there's two questions for that. The first one is the first question that comes to anybody's mind, which is like, well, which one should I take? I don't want to spend our time on that one. We can talk a little bit about that here today. Mostly what I want to talk about is the second question that comes up when you start, you know, as a consumer and you're bombarded with, you know, what does my friend say and what I see in the newspaper and this influencer on Twitter is talking about. So anyway, you tried various things and then you read in the paper, oh yeah, somebody did a study and there was actually none of this thing that was promised in the bottle. And you're like, well, how could I even know that? I mean, how is that possible? Isn't the government helping me with that? Well, no. So how do I even know that? So the second question is, how do you know? How do you, you know, navigate this wild west of which products actually have what they say and that the stuff that has what was promised is actually in good shape and wasn't like sitting at the bottom of the ocean for 2 years or in an overheated truck trailer or
exactly.
Something like that. That's where I want to start the conversation is how do we navigate these risks, these unknowns so that we're, you know, we're not wasting our money. One, I mean, that would be my first thing. I'm, you know, because I'm cheap. But the second is, you know, I'm getting the health benefits that I wanted and I'm not getting health detriments that I didn't expect that I would be getting because of, you know, buying the wrong thing, et cetera. So does that make any sense?
No, it does. And to your point, I mean, the industry is, you know, has exploded and continues to explode. You know, and again, these messages are now on TikTok and X and all over the place. And the principle of FullScript is quality. I mean, we stand on the quality program. We have the industry's best quality program. And that really comes from, you know, a relationship as part of an acquisition that we did a couple of years ago with Emerson Ecologics. So Emerson Ecologics was, you know, a major wholesaler for healthcare practitioners that put products on their shelves. They had a virtual dispensing platform. FullScript was mainly a virtual dispensing platform and had a wholesale piece. We brought those two companies together. Emerson, when I started, was the quality program. The Emerson quality program, you know, really dug deep in working directly with the brands who were committed to quality. And quality to us is purity and potency, right? So you may have a pure product. The initial ingredient is standardized. It's tested before it's ever put into a capsule. It's tested after it comes, you know, after the capsule's completed. And, you know, you make sure that there's no microbial contamination, that there's no other, you know, preservatives and chemicals. That all generally comes in a high quality industry from third party certifications, right? So don't just lean on the brand to say, hey, it's clean. We want the third parties who have no skin in the game, but to prove that it truly is of high quality. And then the potency part is equally as important. And this is the part that most people miss when they shop over the counter. Is, you know, the form that has been studied, that has been proven to be effective, the dosage that has been studied, that has been proven to be effective. And I use it all the time, you know, with practitioners and patients alike is, you know, take fish oil, for example. most patients and practitioners understand the benefits of fish oil. You know, cardiovascular health, lowering inflammation, brain and nerve development. But most of that research is around a dosage of EPA and DHA. Those are the omega-3 fatty acids that are most important. The average research would say that that's about 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams total of those omega-3s. People say, great, okay, I get that. I go to the store, I buy a bottle, and on the front it says 1,200 milligrams. So I'm going to take two or three. But that's not 1,200 milligrams of EPA and DHA. You rotate that bottle around, and my patients bring their bottles in. We walk through this every single visit. You're actually taking something that doesn't even list the dosage of EPA and DHA. So you can't even possibly know how much to take to get a clinically meaningful amount. So, you know, again, and then talk about fish oil and cleanliness and mercury and PCBs. You know, Fullscript has built a program that allows the practitioner to not have to do all of this work on them, you know, for themselves. Because if a practitioner is going to go out and seek what are the highest quality brands and products that I can recommend for my patients, that is an always on process. You know, you're going to read the third party certifications. You're going to evaluate all this. You're going to make sure that it's meeting all these specifications. And then to your point, what happens after that gets put into the bottle as it sits on a truck and overheats, as it sits in a distribution center and is not maintained? So Fullscript does all of that work for the practitioner, which is how we've built this, you know, big, big, robust company with over 100,000 practitioners who trust our quality program.
Okay.
We also put these bottles in our own distribution centers, right? So these are NSF certified distribution centers that get, you know, regularly evaluated and regularly audited. So we're controlling the process as opposed to, you know, other area, you know, other places people may be getting their supplements online. Those facilities are not invested in the quality of the product. They're much more on the convenience. And this is kind of where you see some of those, you know, headlines. If you look at, you know, things that are counterfeit or things that are inactive, things that are dangerous. And again, to your point, like at the least, they're clinically ineffective. At the worst, they're harmful because of some of the ingredients in those bottles.
Wow. Okay. I mean, it sounds like you guys are, Fullscript, are providing an important service that is unfortunately not available to normal people unless they're going through one of your providers. Now, there's a bunch of them, apparently, because you got 6 million people buying through your network. But let's kind of piece it out here and try to educate everybody, me included, on how can we do this, you know, at least most of it on our own, if we're not hooked up with a provider who works through a Fullscript. You can just educate us on, you know, how we could do it. You know, it would be less convenient, obviously, but, you know, it would be possible. And I also wanted to say that I didn't recognize that you guys were more than just sort of a aggregator, you know, a technology provider. You've got brick and mortar. You've got actual warehouses that you're doing things with, and you alluded to, you actually are doing tests of product that you're acquiring it from these nutritional supplement companies, and then you're doing something to make sure that it is what it says, even though they, of course, have already done testing. If these are people who you got through your vetting, then they must be legitimate people, and they have tested their raw ingredients and they have tested their final product, and it got to you and you are testing it also. So there's testing. Is that right?
No, it's correct. Yeah. And that's a program we started last year, and we will continue to invest in taking products and bottles off of the shelves of our distribution centers and testing them independently with a third party. Again, just that extra layer of backup that we can, you know, be very confident that our practitioners are prescribing the highest quality products. I mean, I'll give you two answers to how does the consumer source these on their own. You know, sort of selfishly, I would love for the consumer to realize the importance of high quality supplementation, realize what Fullscript has done to protect that high quality, and go to their provider and ask their provider to have a free Fullscript account and provide the patient a discount to be able to get these supplements, you know, that are of high quality, but get them at less than retail pricing. So that would be my sort of, you know, golden path, if you will, for patients to be the ones, because again, I think this is happening more and more in traditional and conventional medicine. Practitioners and patients are building better relationships. And I think a lot of that is happening with, you know, say the direct primary care movement, where primary care doctors are, you know, spending more time with their patients individually. It's happening in the value-based care movement, where practitioners are now more motivated to improve the health of their patient population and work with them. And they're, you know, they're having these conversations and realizing, gosh, there's a lot of great value to improving lifestyle, improving nutrition, and appropriate supplementation. But the practitioner doesn't understand what that means, right? So I think there's an opportunity for patients to say, you know, gosh, I'd really love to be on a higher quality supplement regimen. You know, I know that maybe you didn't study this in school, but you know, this platform is free for you to use and allow you to discount that. If that doesn't happen, I'm still passionate about everyone improving their health regardless. And so, you know, one way to do that would be for a patient, you know, the catalog of FullScript is public. The purchasing is through a practitioner. You know, so a patient could easily search like, okay, well, what are these high quality brands I'm speaking about? What are the ones that have passed these tests? And some of those brands have moved into direct-to-consumer offerings and allow patients to source these themselves. So that would be the screening test.
So the brand is offering them directly, not through FullScript?
Correct.
Okay. So
some brands are still very exclusive to healthcare practitioners only. And the only way you could get that would be through a healthcare practitioner, and FullScript can facilitate that. But some of these brands are out there in the market, and patients can go source those. I would be very careful, though, about where the patient sources that, right? If the company is offering it directly, that's your best chance that you're going to get a high-quality product that didn't sit in a truck, that didn't sit in a distribution center, that may have been doctored or adultered.
Or counterfeited.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, we see that. We know there's a very popular brand we work very closely with at FullScript who does not offer their products on, you know, major websites, but they track when their products show up there. They've bought those products, and I've seen the stories and I've seen the bottles, expired labels, completely counterfeit labels. They bought a magnesium product. They sent that to third-party testing. The capsule had zero magnesium. They bought a liquid vitamin D. It was water. So again, like the quality and the sourcing makes such a big difference. So those would be the ways that I would encourage patients, you know, seeking kind of their own paths to source the best quality they can for themselves. And the beauty of FullScript is we're free to the practitioner, which allows the practitioner to kind of use their margin to support their practice and discount patients. So often patients using FullScript through a practitioner are getting them less expensive than they're going to get them directly.
Awesome. Okay. I think that it would be worth, I'm curious to understand it a little better. I think it would be worth to just sort of explain, you know, why is it so complicated? I think, you know, maybe when I was first buying vitamins or, you know, whatever I bought back when I first started doing it, it felt like it was a family who, you know, made these things in their kitchen and, you know, and they grew the herbs in their backyard and then they, you know, and so it was like, you know, of course they could control it and they had everything to lose. And so, you know, they wouldn't lie. They wouldn't, you know, put grass clippings, you know, in the pill, but it turns out that it's really a fragmented business. And I guess it's, you know, just to drive the cost down. There are big businesses, and all they do is sell ingredients to supplement companies. I wonder if you could kind of walk us through, like, what are all the chunks of this industry that you need some kind of quality control at every step of the way, or you could end up with nothing at the end, or maybe even something harmful?
Yeah, I mean, I think you hit on it, right? So you've got, you know, big ingredient manufacturers, and, you know, they're really important for the industry because, quite frankly, they're doing a lot of this research. They come up with a novel, standardized form of say, ashwagandha, right? So there's a very unique and standardized form of ashwagandha at a very specific dose that they then test in the research. And they'll run that as a placebo-controlled trial. They'll then prove that this has value to, say, increase free testosterone or improve sleep or improve cognitive function. And then that ingredient then gets picked up by the brands who want, say, a better ashwagandha. Again, though, you have to think about where does this come from, right? What is the source of this ashwagandha? What are the growing practices of this ashwagandha? Is it loaded with pesticides? You know, is it even ashwagandha? So that's a major step in the vetting and testing process, is just the ingredient. Well, now this ingredient has to be sent to the supplement brand, to the manufacturer, and then it has to be tested again. So in route, let's make sure it stayed as stable and stayed as beneficial and didn't add other components that might be negative to the human body. Then we now have to put that in our facility. And these facilities I've walked through, I mean, they are pristine. They are pharmaceutical grade. Mm. And that is table stakes to now be able to use an ingredient that is, you know, very sensitive and make sure that it's produced in a way that gets put into a capsule. And maybe there's other ingredients that are coming in. You have to make sure that those ingredients aren't interacting with each other. So you've got to test that end product and make sure that it is what it was before it went into the capsule. Right. And then now what Fullscript is doing is saying, okay, now this sits in our DC, it's checked all the, you know, all the boxes to get here. But what if it sits on the shelf? We now have to test it and make sure it stays at that high quality mode. I mean, again, we view this as this is pharmacy. This is, you know, very critical for the health and the safety of patients taking these products.
All right. And so this is sort of all of this together is sort of this distinction between what you guys might call professional grade supplements and then the stuff you buy at Amazon. Am I right?
Yep.
Okay, before I let go of this thing I got my teeth into here, the thing that I'd like to understand is, because there's more to it than just, you know, is it really ashwagandha? Which is important enough. I mean, but there's all kinds of things. I mean, some people are really sensitive to, you know, gluten, or the, you know, they've got ethical concerns and they, you know, are strictly vegan, or, you know, they're going to get tested because of their sports affiliations and their racing that they're doing. And so there are these certification bodies, which are not necessarily about, you know, is it really ashwagandha or not? It's, is it got this thing in there or not? And then there's certifications on the facility, which I think is maybe the only thing that the government gets involved in.
CGMP, yeah.
Is there bacterial contamination and things like that? I wonder if you could walk us through the various kinds of certification things. And I know that on Fullscript's website, and maybe on others, there's a way to sort through, you know, what are all the different certifications that I want, and then what are the products that match those things?
Yeah, no, I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, I would say, you know, one of the major, and these are, again, these are other third-party certifiers with a very specific focus. So you have allergen certified, you know, products where, you know, some people can't have soy, or you mentioned gluten or dairy or nuts. And so, you know, there are third-party certifiers that will go in and make sure, okay, yes, these products are regularly tested and they are free of XYZ. There's certainly certified organic. There's NSF, to your point, and NSF for sport. And I would say my personal sort of quality benchmark of those third-party certifications is NSF. I think it's very rigorous. It's very expensive. So again, you know, brands who are willing to invest in that third-party certification are going to be of high quality, and they're going to stand behind their products. And then there's NSF for sport, which, to your point, is a whole nother level of, I'm a professional athlete or a competing athlete. I cannot take the chance that I'm going to have a product that's going to flag me and knock me out of my sport. And so we have built all these filters into the catalog because of the importance of that catalog. It's why we have almost 400 brands, and why we've solved a major problem for practitioners. I mean, you know, before Fullscript, my practice, you know, I had maybe 50 or 60 products on the shelf in my clinic. That's a pretty limited opportunity to provide individual care for patients. You know, now I have the ability to prescribe 20,000 different products. Again, now I'm trained in this, I understand this, but my patients have their own needs. They have their own ethical considerations. You know, some of them are strictly vegan, and they want to make sure that that third-party certification, everything they swallow meets their standard. And so the filters in the platform for the practitioner make that very, very easy to say, I'm looking for a magnesium that needs to be gluten-free, that needs to be NSF for sport, and that's vegan. And you'll now be able to find that product. You won't necessarily, you know, you don't need to carry all those things on your shelves and let them expire and hurt your business. We've provided that service for practitioners.
Okay, so that really does sound like a great service that you guys are doing. But again, if I go back to the, you know, not everybody is working with a provider who's working with Fullscript, and so that, you know, they don't have access to that. These certification bodies, at least some of them I know, you can go onto their website and see who they've certified. And so you could cobble this all together yourself to say, oh, I want to buy this thing. Is this on this website that says that it's, you know, NSF for sport or vegan or, you know, whatever? I mean, is that right?
No, it's 100% right. So, okay. So again, the DIY patient can navigate this themselves. It takes time, but it's worth the investment. So, you know, to your example, NSF for sport, they absolutely list every product that they've certified. So if you're looking for a creatine, you're going to find the ones that are NSF for sport certified. You'll also typically see that on the label, right? There's usually an icon representing that third-party certification. Now, again, be careful. You can make a label and slap it on a bottle. So just make sure you're sourcing it directly from these brands. But usually the brands are going to be putting their investment in these third-party certifications on their label because it's important to them and it's important to patients.
Yeah. Well, and so I think you're pointing out something important here because, I mean, I have forever, until now, been buying supplements through Amazon. Well, why is that? Well, it wasn't because I thought they were only selling quality product. It was so convenient. You know, I could set it up on subscription. I'd get a discount, extra discount because I did that. And then it would just show up, you know, just as I ran out. And I didn't have to go to 14 websites and order things. And so the convenience mattered and the cost mattered. But probably what happened is that I just ended up with a bunch of stuff that didn't do me any good. And so, you know, I convenienced myself right into oblivion. You know, when I hear you talk about all the different things that are necessary for a supplement company to really provide and get a quality product in my hand, it sounds expensive. And so the products, the brands, the whatever that are really inexpensive, you have to wonder, how are they doing that? How are they doing, you know, for $10 what, you know, this other company is doing for $40? You know, I guess charging more is not proof of quality, but right. These things are for-profit businesses. And so, you know, if they're always selling something really inexpensively, I mean, I think you just got to wonder. I tell you what, I'm not buying from Amazon anymore. I'm not doing that. That's been a mistake. And, and I kind of suspected that it was. And, you know, and I'd look at this brand and I'd read the comments and what were the questions? And they'd say, and the answer was, oh, we source from China and our suppliers, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, you know, and I'm putting that in my body. I don't think I'm doing the right thing for myself. So, okay.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I mean, if you look at Amazon received an FDA warning letter at the end of last year because a number of their male energy and enhancement products were found to have pharmaceuticals like Viagra in the supplement. So again, you're sort of really taking that risk, you know, to speak to the inexpensive versions of things. I mean, one of the greatest examples is, you know, say vitamin E, for example. Most vitamin E you're going to find on the shelf that is inexpensive is a synthetic form of one form of vitamin E, DL alpha tocopherol. And the research proves that that is a poorly absorbed form. The most common magnesium you're going to find on the shelf that's inexpensive is magnesium oxide, proven to be poorly absorbed.
It's good if you're constipated.
It's great if you're constipated, right? The side effect is diarrhea. That's exactly right. But that's how it gets to be inexpensive. And so often, you know, patients that will come to me bring the supplements that they're taking, you know, when they first see me, that list can be 10, 15, 20 products. And I ask them what their supplement budget is, because with that same budget, I'd rather you be on 5 or 6 high quality products that are aligned with your health goals, because you're going to get way more out of that and decrease the chances of having side effects.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we talk more about these kinds of things, issues, you know, you talked about fish oil and vitamin E, and these are things that, you know, probably everybody I've been buying forever. Mm-hmm. Probably I've been buying the wrong thing, and probably I've been not taking, an effective dose and things like that. What in your practice, you know, your deep experience, what are the most common things that people buy for convenience or for cost, and they just end up getting nothing out of it?
Yeah, the examples I typically use, because they show up in my practice all the time, is walking them through their multivitamin. I mentioned, you know, two of the major flags, which is, what is the form of magnesium in that multi? Is it magnesium oxide? Because it's almost not effective at all. What's the form of vitamin E? Is it DL alpha tocopherol, which is synthetic and poorly absorbed? And what's the form of calcium? Is it calcium carbonate, which again is more digestively irritating and more, you know, more poorly absorbed? Usually with that screening test, patients are ready to say, okay, well then what is a quality multivitamin that's going to support my health and be this insurance policy that I chose a multivitamin in the first place for? Mm-hmm. But the longer list is, what are all the other things in that product, right? These are the excipient ingredients that we talk about. So are there food dyes, which you will see commonly in a lot of over-the-counter products? There is no health benefit to food dyes. There's plenty of research that this is, you know, potentially toxic and has no added value except to make the product look pretty when you open the bottle. There's no role in health there. So does it have food dyes? Does it have, you know, polyethylene glycol, which can be also a digestive irritant? There's lots of other excipient ingredients that are thrown into these products for a variety of reasons. And so that is probably the headline and the major focus. The fish oil example I used in really looking at, okay, how much EPA and DHA are you actually getting, would be the other big one that tends to be the aha for patients. In just sort of understanding, okay, you know, just like you've kind of come around to this as you've looked into this, Joe, what I've been buying, this isn't going to work for me anymore. I want to kind of support my health. That's why I'm doing these things in the first place. It's going to take a little bit of work and a little bit of research, or, you know, finding a practitioner well-versed in this to really upgrade my plan so that I can be as clinically optimal as possible with my supplement regimen.
Okay, awesome. I like this path that we're on, and I want to come back, but I want to step off of this path and then come back to it. The thing that I'd just like to get your advice, you know, because you're so experienced in this, is, well, how do you think about supplements? There's so many different things you can do. You know, there's pills and capsules and powders. There's, you know, tinctures and teas and, you know, and then there's things that maybe I should take with food and things I should not take with food and things that I shouldn't take together because maybe they compete for absorption, or things which conflict maybe with some pharmaceuticals that I'm taking. Anyway, I'm throwing a whole bunch of stuff at you all at the same time, but maybe you've got something that you want to throw on us here.
Yeah, well, I'd say all of the above are the things that I think about, right? Which, you know, is sort of what leads me to be passionate about, you know, a patient's health is best guided in partnership with a practitioner who understands this. Again, that's may not be accessible for everybody or easy for everybody, but it becomes really important because of all of those things you just listed. And it also means this cannot be solved in a 7-minute office visit, right? So spending time with patients and spending time with a practitioner to really outline, what are your goals? What are you trying to accomplish? And how do we get you there, right? Because these are conversations I'm constantly having with my patients. And again, the supplement industry is very wide with incredible breadth. And, you know, patients are always asking me, well, what's new on the market, doc? What have you learned about in your role at Fullscript? What should I be taking? And it just, like, I could come up with 25 things, but the reality is you're not going to swallow 25 things or invest in 25 things, quite frankly, nor should you. So, you know, I always bring it back to, how are you taking care of yourself from a nutritional perspective? How are you taking care of yourself from a movement perspective? How's mindfulness and stress? What are your relationships like? How's sleep? No supplement will do you better than taking care of those critical pieces. So that's where we start our conversation. Supplements then become a supplement to that core plan. And that's when we'll talk about, you know, okay, I always take my patient supplement list and I will tier them, right? So tier one, these are, you know, based on your blood data, based on your health goals or health concerns. These are, you know, table stakes supplements that you should consider. And then I have to kind of figure out, to your point, like, you know, well, you've had low levels of iron and ferritin for 2 years. You should take an iron supplement. That needs to be taken on an empty stomach. So let's find time where you're spaced out an hour before or after a meal that you can take this iron supplement. And maybe we pair it with vitamin C because that facilitates better absorption. Or maybe you swallow it with a little bit of orange juice, not too much because we don't want to over consume sugar, but it will facilitate absorption. You know, and then another tier may be magnesium, you know, for muscle pain, for general support, for other health markers, maybe blood markers. And that needs to be separated. That's usually two or three doses a day. When are we going to do that? And so you can see how this becomes a very intense individual process. And again, it's, you know, it's hard to navigate individually on your own. It certainly can be done, but this is where our platform is helping practitioners, you know, schedule when they should take this, you know, having a patient app to be able to help monitor what you're taking and eventually get to scheduling these things and being able to optimize that schedule. Mm. You know, a lot of times there are products that are best taken three times a day, but the reality is the patient isn't doing it. I have a hard time taking anything that's more than once a day, just in terms of schedule, you get busy. So, you know, is it acceptable to take those three pills together in the morning? Most of the time, the answer is yes. It depends on the product. It depends on the patient. But I would rather you take that three a day because of the need we've understood versus once a day, most days, and a cup one day a week, you take it twice. And on Sundays, you get it three times a day because you're at home. Yeah. So, you know, again, these are all individual conversations because, you know, it is a complicated experience for the patient. It's also a complicated experience for the practitioner. We're trying to make that, you know, as easy and aligned with the data that's available to us.
Yeah. I mean, I do think that it does make sense. I try to keep in my mind that my goal is to have a clean lifestyle. And so by that, I mean, not drug aided, you know, that my diet is good enough. My sleep without drugs is good enough. You know, my muscle mass is good enough without drug aids. That's my goal. Now, I think that pharmaceuticals, you know, if I've got some issue or, you know, like an infection, you know, and I'm going to take an antibiotic, or if, you know, if I've got some kind of a chronic thing, maybe I've got, you know, high blood sugar and I'm going to take a metformin. You know, I think that taking, whether it's supplements or pharmaceuticals, as a bridge to this perfection that, you know, is my goal, that's sensible. You know, rather than just struggling to get my blood sugar down and failing for a couple of years, and in the meantime, I'm damaging myself. You know, I can get that down right away, but I need to keep my eye on the goal, which is I want to get off of these supplements to my lifestyle. And so I think that what you're saying makes sense, and the, you know, and then, but doing the supplements right, not just sort of randomly taking whatever, whenever, with whatever, and just hoping for the best, that just doesn't make any sense. And so you got to get help. Either you got to figure it out yourself, or you got to get help to figure out what does what, and, you know, what are the constraints around how you do that. And then you've got to be testing. You know, maybe I can be testing, am I getting stronger and bigger muscles and, you know, in the gym? But maybe I'm doing blood testing so that I can see, you know, this is where I got a problem and I've been taking this stuff and that's better now, or it's not any better. And so something's not working, and why not? Well, maybe I'm buying the wrong thing, or maybe that thing doesn't work for my constitution, or something like that. Anyway, am I on the right track?
No, I think you nailed it. I mean, it's why I will always, you know, our clinic is always integrative medicine. Right, that the premise of integrative medicine is bringing the world's and the best evidence of conventional medicine and alternative functional naturopathic medicine. And to me, like it's why I love the role I have, you know, in my clinic, in my practice, in my professional career, because to your point, there are times where pharmaceuticals play an incredible role, but understanding the full spectrum of that impact is also important. Let's use your metformin example. So I built a medication-induced nutrient depletion calculator years ago called Mitavin, M-Y-T-A-V-I-N. And this is a database that allows a patient, it's free to use, so anybody can log on and put in the pharmaceutical medications they're on, and it will bring up the research database of the nutrients that are potentially depleted by that medication. So if I'm going to put a patient on metformin, let's say I'm going to put you on metformin, Joe, I'm going to look up Mitavin. I already know that the potential risk of depletion for B12 and B6 is high. And the side effects of low B12 and B6 is numbness. That may look like diabetic neuropathy a couple years from now, but have nothing to do with your diabetes, has everything to do with your deficiency of B12 and B6. Mood issues, cognitive delay, cognitive fatigue. So let's be proactive and put you on a good B complex to support the downside of the metformin, but also build the lifestyle plan to optimize your carbohydrate metabolism so that 6 months from now, we use the best of metformin, we protected us from side effects, and we can now get off of it because you've built a lifestyle pathway to solve that.
Great. That's great. All right. With the little time we have left, I wanted to go back to this path of specific supplements and let's talk about things which you like, things that you think are good. Of course, dosage and that sort of thing come into play. But for athletic performance, I'm assuming that you have some clients who are athletes. What are the things that you think are useful for most older athletes?
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, table stakes and a lot of my practice now that I'm down to just a couple half days a week are more longevity focused clients who are on this path of how do I optimize? And, you know, the two things that we spend the most time on are you consuming enough protein? Right. This has gotten a lot of headlines for all of the right reasons, whether it's just, you know, I need to optimize my strength and I need to support my muscle and I need to support recovery. But we're also seeing a lot, you know, in this Ozempic craze and Wegovy craze, the potential lost weight, some of that is muscle. We've got to protect that. So again, harness the benefit of the pharmaceutical, but protect against the side effect. You know, that guideline now is typically around 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. And when you break down what the average person consumes, it is nowhere near what they need to support muscles. And so it's not easy to do that, which is where supplementation comes in of a high quality protein powder, usually, you know, in form of a smoothie once a day. My preference goes to whey protein isolate because that's where all the, you know, most of the evidence is. Animal-based protein seems to be better in terms of supporting muscle. But again, you've got the vegan patient or they can't tolerate whey protein. So you've got to find alternatives and use plant-based products. But getting enough protein is table stakes. And then my favorite supplement over the last 2 years with a ton of evidence, both for benefit, but also safety, is creatine. And the recommendation is across the board, 5 grams of creatine monohydrate, not only for exercise performance, recovery, strength. We're also seeing it benefit mood. We're seeing it better benefit cognitive function. And so the longevity path, this is a really easy, it's tasteless, it's best done as a powder. You will find creatine capsules. You got to take 6 of them to get 5 grams. That's a lot when it's easy as a tasteless powder. And back to your point about forms, you know, there are creatine gummies out in the market now today. I just reviewed research that came out that said, you know, half of the creatine gummies that were tested didn't have the right dosage. You know, and if they have the right dosage, you're probably having to take so many gummies that you're getting 20 grams of carb in your day as part of your supplement regimen. Like I would rather spend that 20 grams on something else than chewing a bunch of gummies.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. And what about things like, I mean, mitochondrial health is kind of like the big thing more recently than even the protein, I think. Any thoughts on what people can do there?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's any supplement that will be better than all of the lifestyle pieces we talked about. So if we assume those are implied, everybody's on the right track, you're challenging, and that mitochondrial health, walking is not exercise when it comes to mitochondrial health. Walking is activity. You're not sedentary and sitting at your desk, but it's got to be some form of strength training with some kind of high intensity training, right? Mm-hmm. That's how we challenge the mitochondria. So that becomes critical. I do like some of the supplements. I haven't been able to really isolate, this one ingredient is best. I think a collaboration is probably most important to support mitochondrial health. So I like things that are combined with L-carnitine, coenzyme Q10, a B complex. Here's also a really important point is I would guide patients and do guide patients and your listeners to really steer away from proprietary blends, right? So proprietary blends is a supplement producer's way of saying we came up with our own formula of these five ingredients, and we don't have to tell you how much of each ingredient is in this product. You have no idea. So you'll see that a lot in mitochondrial products is they're putting a lot of these great names into their product. You have no idea. That could be 1 milligram, that could be 1 microgram of each ingredient, but still labeled a proprietary blend. So I would steer toward products that are listing the doses so that you know you're getting, L-carnitine, CoQ10, D-ribose, some of these things that are, really important for mitochondrial health, but you're getting a dose that is going to be meaningful for you. I think that my hesitations with directly supporting mitochondrial health is we don't have great ways of measuring that, right? It's kind of like autophagy. We don't have ways of measuring, was your fasting protocol successful? Did you get into a state of autophagy? What's the current health of your mitochondria pre and post implementing some type of strategy? Yeah. There are some testing companies out there that are coming that I find interesting. I'm not using them actively yet, but I am evaluating them to sort of help give us some guidance. Because to your point, data is critical to know if what you're doing is worthwhile and we should continue it or we should make some kind of change and adjustment.
Fantastic. Okay. I just did a podcast episode that I haven't published yet, but on testosterone. And as I was doing prep for that, there's a lot of hubbub about different nutritional supplements that could boost low T. What do you think about that?
Yeah, so there are, and again, you got to be really, really careful about the quality of product you choose there, because you'll find a lot of hormones put into those capsules if you're not working with clean companies. But my two favorites right now and success I've seen in my practice, first of all, I think it's really important for people to know not just, it's almost unimportant to know the total testosterone. The free testosterone is really the critical marker you want to be tracking. I look at both because what I want to know about this patient is, are they making plenty of testosterone, but they're overbinding it? And so their total testosterone is in the middle of normal, but their free testosterone is under normal. Then I know that stress and diet are playing a big role. And I'll use things like ashwagandha and Tongkat Ali, which have both been shown to improve free testosterone. Dose matters there. So Tongkat Ali is 400 milligrams a day. Ashwagandha is a great story because it is 21 milligrams of withanolides. That is the research dose. That's not what you're going to see on the front. You're going to see ashwagandha. Got to rotate that bottle and figure out how many milligrams of ashwagandha is in each capsule. What's the percent of withanolides that's in each capsule? So how do I need to dose this to get 21 milligrams, which is the evidence-based dose for supporting my testosterone levels?
All right, so you got to pick a good brand that is transparent in what it is they're selling to you. That is great. And on any of these ashwagandha and Tongkat Ali, are they? Do you need to cycle them on and off? That sort of thing.
I don't tend to. Again, it's kind of like the metformin story, where if I've got someone with a low free testosterone, I'm going to put them on both. I'm also going to develop a lifestyle plan with them. Lowering carbohydrate intake, improving exercise and muscle strength. Let's get that free testosterone normal. And then what do we do with the supplements? Because maybe the lifestyle is taking over. So there isn't any evidence-based cycling program that's required with that. I've seen patients on that for several years without any concerns. But again, this is where monitoring blood data becomes important and making sure that you're getting the clinical effect you want and not seeing any side effects. Let's make sure the liver enzymes are staying nice and low. Let's make sure other vitamin levels look good. Let's make sure we optimize vitamin D, right? That's also sort of table stakes in hormone balance. and health is optimizing vitamin D.
All right. And to the extent that I've gotten my lifestyle in order and I have a better stress management, maybe I don't need the ashwagandha anymore. And so why would I keep taking it?
Correct.
Okay. I understand what you mean. All right. So was there anything else, you know, like probiotics or blood sugar regulators, like berberine, things like that, that you recommend to people?
I like all of the above. I mean, probiotics could be a separate podcast because I think now with where the science is going for probiotics is, I mean, you literally can have an entire supplement catalog of probiotics based on the focus that that patient has. You know, one of the newer ones and one of the exciting ones, I just did a webinar with Dr. Cutcliffe, who developed, you know, an Akkermansia product where Akkermansia is sort of this keystone probiotic that also seems to increase GLP-1 in the digestive tract. Now, remember, GLP-1 is why the semaglutides of the world are being used, because GLP-1 decreases appetite, increases, you know, lowers blood glucose, lowers weight. So I'm using a lot more Akkermansia. Previously, that wasn't available to us because it is an anaerobic bacteria, meaning any degree of oxygen kills it. And if you're going to take a live bug, you need it to be alive. And so, you know, Dr. Cutcliffe at Pendulum has developed a formulation of developing a supplement version of Akkermansia that keeps it alive and allows it to get to the digestive tract. And they're showing benefits. Talk about blood sugar regulation. They're showing decreased blood sugar after meals. They're showing improved hemoglobin A1Cs. So I'm definitely, you know, thinking a lot about that one. But I also am not ignoring the importance of microbial diversity in the digestive tract. So I don't just focus on one single species. There are, you know, probably thousands to millions of species that we need to be taking, you know, considering. So again, probably blending that with other multi-species probiotics to get really the breadth of diversity we want in the microbiome.
Fantastic. I'll just jump back in, talk about the Akkermansia for a second and say that I tried that and it knocked my HbA1c down from 5.6 to 5.0. And that's lower than it has ever been in my entire life. So it definitely has an effect. In fact, almost no supplement I've ever taken has an effect on me that I could ever tell. But Akkermansia totally did. So I am a big fan of that one. Well, so we've run out of time. I am sorry that we have run out of time because, man, you know a lot of useful stuff. But tell our audience how they can find more information about you, Fullscript, online.
Yeah, I mean, fullscript.com is the place. There's plenty of patient education that you know can be sourced through there. Again, the catalog can be looked at. I would love for more patients to be passionate about high-quality supplementation, being on the right regimens, being on the right products, and talking to their doctors about, you know, hey, I've heard about this Fullscript company who's really building a high quality experience for supplementation. You know, would you consider having a free account that allowed your patients to get access to high quality products, you know, be able to discount that for patients? So it is going to be less expensive than what you're buying retail for the quality that that patient deserves.
And what was that thing you mentioned? Mitavin, or what was it?
Mitavin.com, Mitavin. So that's where you can put in your pharmaceutical medications and look to see what nutrient gaps may be being created by those pharmaceuticals.
Fantastic. Okay, I'm going to get all those links into the show notes so people can just click on links and go to see that sort of thing. Dr. Gled, thank you very much. This has been wonderful.
That was great having me. Thank you so much.
All righty. Have a great one. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining my conversation with Dr. Jeff Glad. The post-interview news is that my partner in Wise Athletes, Glenn Winkle, who is an athletic coach and nutritional supplement expert himself, set up a Fullscript account for the Wise Athlete listeners. So look for the link in the show notes to check it out. I promise you will not be wasting your time. This is now where I buy all of my supplements.